Hello Titan fans and welcome back to Manga Horse for a new Attack on Titan video. In all the years I have been watching and reading Attack on Titan, and I started reading it on 2010, I have heard a lot of people make mistakes about Attack on Titan. I think it is actually because the anime, and sometimes even the manga in the English version, don't give you enough information to understand certain things. So today, I am going to correct those mistakes and also give you some information that will surprise some of you. So I really hope you will enjoy this. In this video, I will start small and then I will take it up a notch. And don't worry, because this video is spoiler free. So to start our list, Levi Ackerman is not Asian. While this fact is well known to manga readers, I heard a lot of anime watchers who made these mistakes, so let me clarify. Levi Ackerman was born in the underground city inside Wolsina to his mother Kochel and to an unknown father. After the persecution of the Ackerman clan, the members of the clan tried to seek refuge in different parts of the world inside the walls. Levi's mom, which is actually Kenny Ackerman's little sister, was driven to the underground city where she worked as a prostitute. Then, around the year 825, Levi was born, and because we know his father was one of his mom's clients, we can assume that he was an Eldian, which makes Levi part Ackerman and part Eldian, and not like Mikasa, for example, which is part Ackerman and part Asian. A fun fact about Mikasa. Mikasa's character was named after two different things. The first one is Mount Mikasa, which is a mountain in Japan, also known as Mount Wakakusa. The second one is actually after a warship called Mikasa. Now, why did Isayama decide to name his character after a warship? So after checking this out, I realized that there is a superstition in Japan that says that if a manga artist will name one of his characters after a marine war vessel, his work will be a smash hit. Now, I am not one to go for superstitions, but in this case, I think it worked for Isayama, don't you think? Next on our list is Hanji Zoe is not actually a girl. Now this might raise some reactions, but nonetheless, the fact remains that Isayama never confirmed the gender of Hanji, and also, unlike in the English version, the Japanese version makes sure not to identify Hanji by gender, and even though that Hanji seems to be female, in the eyes of the creator, Hajime Isayama, Hanji is and remains genderless. Himir Fritz wasn't the founding titan. This causes a lot of confusion, so I will explain. After receiving the power of the Titans, Ymir gained a tremendous power, which is a combination of all the powers of all the Titans that we know today. But when she died 13 years later, her power were split into 9 individual Titans, which then were given to 9 subjects of Ymir. The most powerful Titan, which is the founding Titan, was given to the Fritz family in order to keep it inside Ymir's family, which we now know as the Royal Family. But later on in the story, the Royal Family changed their name to the Race Family in order to avoid being found. And now we move on to one of my favorites. The ODM gear doesn't make the soldiers fly. This is maybe one of the more unexplained aspects of this story, because we don't get a lot of info about this amazing device, especially not in the anime. But lucky for us, I have much more information about it through my readings of Attack on Titan Before the Fall, which is a separate manga series that takes place 70 years before the actual plot of Attack on Titan, which makes it around the year 780. And around those years, the first ODM gear was invented. The ODM gear that we all know from the show is comprised of several very important parts, which I will not cover in this video because it deserves its own video, but I will explain the major ones now. So, as I said, the ODM does not make you fly. The main features of this device are two dedicated sword triggers handles. two very strong anchors connected to a coil that runs through the interior of the device, two gas tanks, and one special black box that I will probably make a separate video on. While using the specially designed sword handle, the soldier can shoot each anchor individually at high speed, and when the trigger is released, each coil starts to retract inside the device at a very high speed, when then gives the soldier a tremendous momentum and therefore slings him through the air. This is also why you see the character's waist being pulled forward from the intensity of the pulling force. The air you see coming out of the back end of the device is actually a cooling system and not some sort of blast that makes you fly. Also, the gas tanks don't contain compressed air, they actually contain something much more special that will actually be a spoiler to anime watchers and manga readers alike. And now for a funny one. The colossal titan weight is not the same as an elephant. This one actually made me laugh, because as you can see, I am all about the science. And when I heard a famous YouTuber make this claim, I was actually shocked from his statement and how wrong it really was. So basically he said that a colossal and an elephant weight is about the same. This is so unlikely that it's borderline funny. Can you even imagine an elephant breaking the gates of the walls? No, because they lack the force and also, more importantly, the body mass to do so. To be fair, the Colossal Titan did have some sort of momentum while kicking the gate, but again, he wasn't fast enough and therefore his kick relied mostly on his strength and body mass, and I emphasize body mass again and not weight, because it is not the same thing. Why? Because weight can be changed, like for example, if you will be on the moon and step on a scale, but your body mass will remain the same as it were on Earth. Yeah, physics, woohoo! Yeah, I'm not a nerd at all, no. Let's put this in terms that are much more relatable. The next time you'll go to the zoo, try and see if an elephant leaves footmarks several meters deep. Spoiler, it doesn't. Another thing that this YouTuber said that really bugs me is that titans are much more lightweighted than you think. And he based it on Anji lifting a titan's arm and saying it weighs almost nothing. That is correct, but it only happens after the titan limbs are separated from his body, so I think he got this one wrong. Moving on to the next on the list. Titan memories are not memories. They are actually... I'm sorry. This is actually one for my future videos. Sorry for the tease, but if you really want to know what are titan memories, and what are the paths, just remember to subscribe and hit that little bell thingy to get notified about that specific video, which will probably be a two-part video. Now, I'm sure you all seen the thumbnail of this video, and yes, I'm going to annoy some people with this, so for our final common mistake. The Colossal Titan does not have a nuclear explosion ability. And of course, as always, I will explain. I just want to inform you that this section will involve some physics, but I promise I will keep it as simple as I can. Believe me, I could talk for hours and hours about the science behind it, because science is my thing, but I don't want it to be a science lesson, so just briefly about real nuclear explosions. A nuclear explosion is basically an atomic explosion that is caused when uranium, which is an element with radioactive properties, absorbs one neutron, which is a subatomic particle of an atom, just without any electric charge, and then, after several reactions that I won't bore you with, releases three new neutrons, along with some binding energy. This causes a nuclear chain reaction, which leads to a nuclear blast. So, what does the Colossal Titan actually do? The Colossal Titan has the ability to release energy faster than any other Titan shifter, which causes some sort of blast, but not as nearly as powerful as the explosion in Shiganshina. So, why did the explosion in Shiganshina was so devastating? The simple answer will be gravity. And as you must have seen, Berthold has to be airborne to use this ability. You see it first when the Beast Titan throw him into the air, and the second time when he himself flung himself into the air using the ODM gear and then exploded. And just to be clear, if Berthold would have used this ability when the Beast threw him, the blast would have been even greater and much more devastating. And you can imagine that if he could actually do it while standing on the ground, he wouldn't have even tried to get up into the air to do so. But why is explosion affected by the height and gravity? Well, when an object inside our atmosphere is falling down, it keeps on accelerating more and more until it hits the ground. The higher it falls from, the stronger the impact. And if you want to see it in action, simply stretch a piece of paper and place a small coin on it. Nothing will happen. Try to release the coin several centimeters or inches above the paper, and again, nothing will happen probably. But at some point, when you will release the coin high enough above the paper, it will accelerate enough to break through the paper. Now try to imagine what will happen if at the exact moment the coin is about to hit the paper, the coin will suddenly grow and gain tremendous amount of mass. Combined with the acceleration, it will break the paper and most certainly your apartment floor and much more. This is exactly what happens when the colossal Titan Shifter is falling down and suddenly gains an enormous body mass just before the impact. And that is the cause of the explosion. It is not a reaction between atoms, as far as we know, and also, it is not radioactive. Now, to be fair, I must state that the Colossal Titan case is not actual science, because in our world, a single object can't gain this mass and energy out of nowhere, and this is because, and this is a major geek alert, according to the first law of thermodynamics, which is a branch in physics, energy can be transformed from one to another, but energy cannot be created and also cannot be destroyed. And this is a fact and one of the fundamental truths of our universe. And in simple words, all the energy of the Colossal Titan must come from somewhere and also go someplace else after the user abandoned his Titan. And the only scientific explanation is that it comes from the lightning that always strikes before a Titan transformation. This is the best scientific explanation for this phenomenon, and also for every other Titan transformation. I know, it was a lot of information, and if you have gone this far in this video, then I am absolutely proud of you, and I would be more than happy to explain things more in depth if any of you have further questions about this subject. And that concludes our video, which was kind of heavy on account of all the sciencey stuff, so I hope you enjoyed watching it as much as I enjoyed making it. Thank you again for joining me today, and as always, please consider subscribing, liking, and commenting. It will mean the world to me, and will absolutely help me bring you much more in the future alongside giveaways, unboxings, and much more fun stuff. So I would really appreciate your support. And before we go, let me just remind you all to dedicate your heart for humanity inside and outside the walls.